And it's a standard practice anyway, has been with our department for years. If we retire one of our canines, the deputy that's handled him for the previous 10 years has the first chance to adopt him, and that's what's going to happen in Thor's place, or in Thor's case. Deputy Switzer put him into service in 2007. He has served a full 10 years with our department. The dog is now, I think, around 13 years old. That's getting up in years for a working law enforcement dog. So we're going to retire him. He's no longer certified. He is officially retired, and will live out the rest of his days with the Switzer family.
And so, and you have the replacement, Rihanna, and I think that was done about a year ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, Rihanna's been in full service for about a year, year and a half, something like that. Thor was recertified at the same time of in October of 16, so he's been on kind of light duty, if you will, for the last year, but he has still been available, and he's gone out and done some things in the last year.
They're more than drug-sniffing dogs. I mean, they provide assistance in many other ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Thor is a multi-purpose dog, as is Rihanna. They are available to track small children. If we have a lost child, they are available to help us locate and recover those children. Thor has done that numerous times. They're available to track suspects. Rihanna got a pretty good workout on Wednesday night after the deputy was struck and the suspect fled on foot. We had our dog and a Rock Island County dog tracking and trying to apprehend our suspect. So they're a multi-purpose dog. Thor, I'd be afraid to guess how many kids he has, you know, performed, if you will, in front of Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, and the handlers do demonstrations. So they reach out to the children and the people in the community, and they're just a heck of an asset.